Imagine a space for South Asian women where stories are not just told, but actually felt. This is Rue, Rising Over Obstacles and Healing, brought to you by Jyoti and Monica, two friends who set out to carve a little space and make a difference by sharing stories and fostering healing and strength within our community. We invite you to listen and reflect, finding your own path one story at a time. And just for sticking around, there's a golden biscuit at the end of each episode. Hi, welcome back to Rue. So when Monica and I started this podcast, the idea came from both of us just really venting to one another. We would get together and I would just share whatever I was going through. And it's not that I wanted advice or I needed help. It was just having an ear to listen to my ramblings and whatever I was going through and not having any judgment. It was so therapeutic to be able to have this session. We just kind of joked around and called each other our therapists, basically. And we thought, why not do this on a grander scale? Why not have space for women where you could come on, share your stories, your experiences and issues that you're facing? And it's just a non-judgmental space where you can be yourself, you can allow yourself to be vulnerable and really sort of bear it all. You know, on one hand, you feel lighter after you've shared what you're going through. On the other hand, you're validating so many women's feelings because at the end of the day, we're not alone in this. A lot of us have issues or experiences or we go through situations that many others go through as well. And we sometimes tend to think it's just us. And when you talk about it, you really realize that it's shared. And it's so important to have women support one another, to be there for each other. We really don't like, you know, Monica and I have always talked about this. We really don't like when women put each other down, talk negatively about one another, whether it's intentional or not on our parts, but we've always lifted each other up. Wouldn't you say, Monica?
Yeah, definitely. And I love how you brought in the background to how the podcast came, because I think it took us a while to even realize what we were doing in those little 10, 15 minute moments that we used to have throughout the day when it was either dropping the kids off at school or picking them up. It's like we were having our own little therapeutic sessions, not without even knowing it.
Yeah, exactly. So like the way this podcast came about was just so organic because it was like, you know, why not take this to a larger scale? Like why limit it to just us being there for each other? Why not be there for all the women who are going through situations and they just need a safe space? Why not be that for everybody? And having said that, something I've been wrestling with for probably about as long as we've had this podcast is making this transition from having like a full-time job, always working. I mean, you know, Monica, I was working since I want to say I've been working full-time since I was like 16. So it's like I would work, I would go to school, I'd work, I'd go to college. You know, it was just nonstop, basically. So when I finally left my last position, my last job, I was at a crossroads where I could either take over the company and really run the whole business, or I could walk away from it and just do something completely different. So I chose to walk away, and you only live once, right? So, you know, it was like, okay, I've devoted so many years to this field. Like, do I want to continue doing so, or do I want to do something that I feel passionate about, something that will make a difference in other people's lives? I've always had a passion for really supporting women, uplifting women, and wanting to do something that would allow me to do that. So when this idea of the podcast came about, it seemed like the perfect sort of a answer to what I feel like I'd been searching. And I have to say, doing this podcast is amazing. I love what we've done so far. But if I'm being very, very honest, I've also been wrestling with the feeling of, am I contributing to the family like I should be? I think when you give up the stability of a full-time position and you do something that's outside of the norm, there's definitely risk involved. So the podcast is risky business, you know?
It's your own little startup, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is. I think one of the things that I've been wrestling with is, you know, am I contributing to the family financially, which, let's face it, I'm not at this moment. And I didn't think it would be such a big deal, but I've realized that internally, it is having an effect on me. And I'm just wondering where that comes from, because as a mom, I'm there for my kids. As a wife, I'm there for my husband. As a daughter, I'm there for my family. As a daughter-in-law, I'm there for my in-laws. And, you know, I'm fulfilling all my responsibilities. But why do I still feel like I'm lacking? And that's something that, Monica, I thought you and I could discuss like we used to back in the day when there were no listeners involved.
Yeah, now it's the whole internet. I mean, this is definitely something that I think women can relate to. It's hard, especially given, like you said, I think we all started working at a young age. You know, I remember as soon as I was able to work, my first job was as a cashier. I wasn't full time, but I was working at least 20, 24 hours, you know, in a week. I was probably 14 or 15. And, you know, then later on, started going full time, worked at a doctor's office, all those little work jobs that you get. But it was about being independent.
Yeah.
And it may not be the most funds, but it was knowing that you're contributing, even if it wasn't to the family, but like for yourself, it was a reward, right? That you're making your own earnings and you're doing something. And it was so nice to give gifts from your own money that you had. You know, like that, I feel like that was the most rewarding part of it all. Mm-hmm. And to grow up in a household where you see women or our mothers contributing just as much as our fathers did, and then even more so because, of course, they had the roles of still taking care of the children, coming home, doing all the household chores. It's internal, I feel like, almost, for women.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I wonder, we feel this way because of, yes, the examples that we had from our moms, but then also there used to be a time when roles were very gender specific, right? Like our grandparents' age, it was women stayed home, they took care of the household, men went and worked and provided for the family. So in a way, sometimes I think that was a lot easier because it was like, okay, well, as a woman, like whether you wanted to or not, but you were, that was your responsibility. It was like, okay, you have to take care of the house, you have to cook, clean, take care of the kids, those responsibilities. And as long as you did those well, you were fine, you know? And men, their responsibility was to go out and earn and provide a living for their family. It was easier in the sense that you knew what was expected of you and you did the best you could. And now I feel like it's almost harder because now as women, we want to work. We want to be independent. We want to be able to go and do what we want to do. But then we're still expected to take care of responsibilities at home. So it's almost that gray area where it's like, yes, take care of the household responsibilities. Your house has to be clean. You have to have fresh meals on the table. You have to take care of the kids. The laundry has to be done. But then also, you should be working and contributing financially to the family. And I feel like that's almost a little bit more difficult now.
Oh, definitely. Because it almost feels like you can never be perfect or your value will never be what it needs to be. Because no matter what you keep doing, it's almost like you just can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, say, what if you decide to like, well, I only want to work. But then why aren't you having children? You know, but then it's like, well, if I have children, but you need to work and take care of their children. Like, I would say, like, life isn't just easy for women. It's just like, no matter what it is that you do.
I hear what you're saying, because if you're working and you're really successful at your job, mm-hmm. then that must mean you're neglecting your family.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it from the other women. It's like, oh yeah, she's great at her job, but you know, she doesn't take care of the house, right? Or if you're really good at taking care of your household, your house is clean and it's organized and it's running well, then it's like, well, what else does she have to do? You know, she just has a simple job. It's not like she, you know, it's like we're so quick to always like undermine what the person is trying to do. Whereas I think we really need to like let go of all these expectations. If someone is choosing to spend their time taking care of household responsibilities and the kids, then let's applaud them for that.
No, but you know what? I think you're right because, so think of it, like if you stay at home, no one's just staying at home doing nothing unless you have like 5-6 assistants for you. But you're getting up, you're getting the day started for your family, right? You're taking care of everything afterwards. There's so many errands that need to be done that are done. And like, feel like we see that all the time. Like that workload is never accounted for monetarily, right? Like there's no paycheck coming in for the day you, the time you wake up, from the time you clock in to when you go to bed. And like those thoughts are still racing and what needs to be done for the next day or what did I miss? What did I forget? What needs to be done for next month, right? Like that mental load on top of what you actually do, physically do, you know, no one's awarded for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're not seeing that paycheck come in, like it's just, I know there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh my God, I do a lot. Or, but when you're not kind of seeing something in return, like what we've been used to, I think that sometimes is a bit of a letdown.
Exactly. I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, you know, when you're working, you're like, oh, I wish, you know, I could just stay at home and just take care of all the responsibilities at home. I know I used to feel like that sometimes, you know, and now that I'm staying at home, it's almost like, well, you know, I'm taking care of what needs to be done at home, but what about like being independent? What about like going out and working?
I think it's also because we had the taste of both of it, right? Like, because, like you said before, almost I feel like there was a value to it, the importance. There still is value. It's just that at that time, it was really appreciated, possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like it was a known fact that if you're taking care of the house, it's a big duty. It's a big job that you need to be doing. And that you're doing it and you're doing it well. Whereas now it's almost like to have like your fingers or everything and everything. It's like, I need to do this and I need to do that. Right? Like, it's like you're just never, I need to socially need to be doing this. Physically, I need to be joining a gym. Like anything and everything is just, there's just too much out there.
There
is. Expected of us to be participating in. And you can't be.
You can't. And then, you know, social media hasn't helped either. It's like, you know, you see all these, especially now for the holidays, you see all the homes decorated so nicely. You see like all these creative decorations and I don't have anything right now. I have like a wreath on the outside of my door and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like even looking at that kind of stuff, you're like, okay, well, I have to make sure my house looks nice. I have to make sure, you know, there's just so many like elements to this. You feel these pressures, whether they're explicit or not, you just feel the pressure to be a certain way.
Yeah, the simplicity in everything has just gone, right? Like throwing birthday parties, just anything, family pictures, like all that. It's like everything needs to be perfect, match. There's a theme. And it's just like the commercialization of every little aspect of our lives has us thinking that no matter what we do, it's not good enough. It's, we can't do it. And then that's where I feel like it also plays in. It's like, you need to do all of that to be a good parent, to create a good life, whatever it is. And then you also need money to do that, right?
Yeah, that is so true. We live in an age where we overthink everything, you know? I was talking to my husband and just this morning, and I was saying to him that, you know, I'm a little concerned. I don't know if our older son has made friends in the new school, and I just worry about that. And, you know, like these thoughts are going through my head and I'm sharing these with him. And as I was sharing them with him, I'm like, wait, when I was his age, I moved from another country and I didn't speak the language, and let alone have friends, I couldn't really even converse with people because I didn't know the language. And my parents never once asked, like, how are you adjusting to school? Like, you know, so I'm like, sometimes we overthink these things. I'm like, you know, and I don't know where this pressure comes from for us to constantly overthink everything, right? Back in the day, things were simpler. And that's what I wish for. I wish for a really simple life. And I don't know if that is forever gone for us now. Yeah. You know, it's like the same thing with like parties. Back in the day, I don't know how it was at your house. Mine, it was like, okay, we were inviting so-and-so for dinner. So there's going to be picardé as an appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be, you know what I mean? It was like literally picardé and chicken, some variation of chicken, whether it was like baked, roasted, whatever. It was going to be that. And then it was going to be dal, sabji, roti, rice, salad. And then that's your menu. Mm-hmm. And dessert was going to be kheer, or it was going to be semia, or, you know, like it was simple. And people enjoyed it. It was food was made with love. There was no thought given whatsoever to the presentation of the food, to the serving of the food, to the spoons and forks and, you know, the plates that we were going to use. There was no thought given to that. It was simple, good food made with love. People came, enjoyed the company, and had food, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's like, well, I can't serve this because I served, you know, this thing at another dinner, or my dishes have to match, my serving dishes have to match, my table has to look like it belongs on Instagram. You
know? Yeah, the theme, the decor, like all the little knickknacks, the labels. It's just, I don't think either of us have ever gone to that extent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to that extreme, but I know we do try to kind of like decor it up a bit. And even just the minimum that we do can sometimes be stressful, right? If like, depending on whatever point of you are in your life or anything like that. And at the end of the day, the kids don't really care and the guests may appreciate it, but it's not like it's more fun or less fun whether you do it or not.
Yeah. It's so funny because I think I saw a reel on Instagram and it was like this guy and he's got a vacuum in his hand and he's like, we have guests coming. We need to clean. We need to make it look like nobody lives here. Nobody breathes here. You know, it was like, so what if your house is a little messy? Like you have kids living in your house. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? It's this constant need for perfection.
Yeah, totally. And actually, like, it's funny that you said that because we take it upon ourselves. And I read somewhere where it said, like, shame on the person who comes in as a guest to someone's home because you got invited into someone's home. You shouldn't go in there trying to judge or thinking like, oh, why is that sock left there? Or why is there a speck of dust there? So even though majority of the time, I'm sure people do not, but like, we as hosts shouldn't feel that way either. But definitely when you're going in as a guest, like you should just be so humble that you got invited to someone's space and they're hosting you and they're treating you, right? And you're being fed.
They're letting you into a part of their lives that's kind of private. Not everyone can just walk into your house, right?
Yeah, as much as I know you'd like to let people into your house like that. But
hey, listen, I'm not inviting strangers into my house, okay? I may be a social person. I may talk to everybody. Yeah. I do cross a certain line. Yeah. But, you know, it's the other thing, too. Like, if we could go back to those simpler times, we would have more gatherings and more get-togethers. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be about the food. It shouldn't be about the decor. It shouldn't be about all those formalities. It should really just be tell people to come over, order some pizzas, sit down and chat, play games, you know, like, so what if your house is not 100% decorated a certain way or set up a certain way? Just relax. It should be about the company.
Yeah.
Right?
Also. Mm-hmm.
And this has turned into all of our ramblings that we've always had. We start off with one topic and then we go to another.
Yeah.
And actually, I think this is how women think. You know,
our 1,000 tabs that are open.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But no, it applies to what you said, like, you know, that feeling that you were having, like, I may not be contributing as much as I used to. But again, like, not seeing the value in it, like you said, like, if we went back to simpler times, you should, not that it's a simple time, but you should take back and maybe see the value in everything that you're doing now. Like, even though you were still fulfilling all those roles while you had a job, but, yeah, you know, it doesn't decrease your value in any way, whether the monetary funds are different, less, or whatever it may be, right? Like, you are you.
Yeah. And I think part of it is it's societal. Mm-hmm. Right? It's the expectations that society has from you. One of the first questions you get asked is, oh, what do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yep. And now it's so funny, like, telling people, I'm a podcaster. You know, and the funniest is when it's like an older auntie or somebody mm-hmm. who asks, because then you have to explain what a podcast is before you can tell them what you do.
But listen, you should like saying that. Like, don't you sound like a celebrity then? It's like, you know, like when our kids are saying like, hey, that's a YouTuber and that's that. Like when you say, I'm a podcaster, it's kind of a big deal.
It's just interesting how much value we place on what we're able to bring monetarily to the table. Mm-hmm. And the sign of success is almost, you know, synonymous with how much money you're bringing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even though we hear it and see it all the time, everyone goes, you know, like your last moments of life, the last few years, those aren't the things you're going to remember. But there's such a huge emphasis because think of it also, like majority of our education is not only based on what it is we like and what we're good at, but we're also always thinking, hey, what am I going to make the most money out of? If, you know, this is what I'm going to study, this is what I'm going to do. Because your life is about a career path majority of the time. So then, you know, you grow up always hearing, hey, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? Instead of like, what kind of person do you want to be?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you want to do in life? As opposed to just, what do you want to be?
Yeah. It is deeply rooted, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something that I feel like we've all been conditioned to value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it. Like, I'll ask my kids, oh, what do you want to do when you grow up? Or what do you want to be? You know, even though I make an effort to try to raise my kids in a way that the emphasis is on the kind of person they are and not so much on, well, you must become this or you must do this.
Well, what would you say to someone if she came up to you and said she felt that way, the way you said you were?
That is such an interesting question. If a girl came up to me and explained that she was feeling this way, you know, a lot of times it's easier to give advice than to actually follow your own advice.
Yeah.
But I think what I would tell this person to do is to sit down and write down everything she does on a daily basis. Everything from, no matter how insignificant she thinks it is, write it all down and then ask herself, would her house be the way it is if she didn't do any of those things? Would her family be the way they are if she didn't do these things? Would her kids be the way they are if she didn't do all these things? And then realize the value that she's bringing and realize that it's not all monetary.
Now, there's a lot of things you can't put money on, right? I remember the first year, well, it was going to be a year, just a few months short of when I had quit my job after I had my son. And I was speaking to my husband's cousin. And I think he could tell from my tone about how I was kind of feeling a bit low about not working and things like that. And he goes to me, you know, your Bobby, she was at home with her first. And then with our second, she decided to go back right away. But it's one of her biggest regrets because money cannot ever bring back time that is lost.
Yeah.
That is not spent with loved ones. So whenever I'm kind of, you know, feeling this way, and obviously it comes and goes throughout the day or weeks or whatever it is, I always just look back on all the memories I've been able to create at home with the kids or any kind of trips and things like that, and the time I've been able to spend with them. And then at that time, none of that money matters, what I could have had.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. When I think about it, I feel the same way, because if I was still doing, you know, I was fortunate that once I had the kids, I was able to work from home. But had I been going to the office, I would have been commuting 3 hours out of the day, and I would have barely had enough time. And I feel like, you know, if you're only spending like 2, maximum 3 waking hours with your kids, you are missing out on a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. You have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it comes back to the same thing. It's like when you do have the time and you are spending this time, you're thinking, maybe I should have been working. But when you're working, you're thinking about, well, maybe I shouldn't be working so much and spending time with the kids instead.
Yeah.
Right? So these are all things that I think we as women wrestle with more so than men.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And what I've gotten out of our conversation today really is that we should just try to go back to the simple times. You know?
Yeah.
And in all our ramblings and having this discussion, and this episode, I want to say, is a little bit different than our previous ones, because normally we know what we're going to talk about and we sort of have an idea of how the episode is going to go. And I think today was just one of those days where we thought, you know, we always talk about being vulnerable on the show. Let's start with being vulnerable ourselves and sharing those innermost thoughts and feelings that we have and what we wrestle with. So in going through these ramblings, what I've gotten out of it, and again, there's always something that you can gain from even just ramblings. And for me, what I've gained is that, you know, it would be nice to just go back to those simple times where it's more about the company that you keep and inviting people over, even if my house is messy. And even if I haven't made a gourmet meal and spent countless hours in the kitchen and it's just pizza instead, what's wrong with that? We all love pizza anyway, you know?
But I still want like a fresh handmade from scratch dessert from you, because you're such a good baker.
Which you'll eat like a quarter of and that's it, because you don't have a sweet tooth.
I like your desserts.
Well, thanks. But that's what I've gotten out of it. What about you? Do you feel like you've gotten anything out of this?
I always do. Listen, everyone always gets something out of Rue, no matter what, okay?
Yeah. Or so we hope.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like you said, like it's always easier to give others advice to boost their confidence, but you're always your worst critic.
Yeah.
So, you know, like having these conversations with you and hearing how you've also felt this way. And, you know, I've kind of been dabbling with this for years now, since I've been home for about 8.5, almost 9 years now, that, you know, it gets hard because you always second guess purchasing things.
Yeah.
Especially if it's for yourself. You're like, well, I don't need it. Where do I go? What do I do? And then you're also like, it's not like I earned the money. And not that, you know, I hear that at home, but you just feel it. Just knowing that we should have value in ourselves and what we do. And like you said, we also live in a more simple way, you wouldn't feel the need to kind of always be living a certain lifestyle and to have to do everything all the time. Like there's a time and place for everything. And I think at this moment in our lives, you know, maybe this is what we're supposed to be doing, creating the space for women and, you know, having somewhere where they can just come and share anonymously, or even if they'd like to have their name there, like just to talk about what's going on in their lives. And, you know, maybe this can be the new revolution where women come and we decide how we feel and what we want to do with our lives and, you know, how we want to be portrayed.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. So I would say the golden biscuit for today, I said it before and I'm going to say it again, is let's simplify our lives. Let's invite some friends over, order some pizzas, and really connect with one another and share our vulnerabilities and be there for each other and support one another. I think we'll gain a lot more from that than having an Instagram-worthy house. What do you say, Monica?
Amen to that, sister.
This is just scratching the surface on all the insecurities that I feel we have as South Asian women. So we'll be back next week with another insecurity to talk about or something else. Stay tuned. Bye. Thank you for listening to Roo. We appreciate you joining us as we cultivate a community of strong, empowered women, one story at a time. If you or someone you know has a story you'd like to share, please contact us at roodharaz@gmail.com. That's roohdharaz@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor and please share this podcast with your sisters, your mom, your friends, aunties, your eyebrow lady, like any lady you know. You know, you get the idea. Till next time, kush raho, be well.